And there was a few eccentric types, one of which was a very wealthy man that happened to be wearing a dress. I don't know what you call him, Mally. This is a tranny or a drag queen, perhaps. Whatever it was, it's definitely a man. And this man was definitely on drugs. I don't know what kind of drugs he's on, but I knew he had too much. He didn't look good. Just like this, he's like, he looked sick. And all his friends were standing around him, concerned, trying to revive him. I don't know whether it looked like some kind of gay CPR. It was fanning and shit. I saw all this from a distance. Now, I should have minded my own business, but I got curious. I was like, oh. And I went over there. All I said, excuse me, gentlemen, is he okay? And then they looked at me like I was evil. She is fine. I'm sorry, I didn't know this is what we were doing. Here's my thing. I would support anybody's right to be whoever they feel like they are inside. I'm your ally in that. However, my question is, to what degree do I have to participate in your self-image? Is it fair that I have to change my whole pronoun game up for this motherfucker? That didn't make sense. Seriously. If I put on an Argyle sweater and I'm like, hey, everybody, I feel like a white guy in this sweater and I want some goddamn respect and a bank loan, that's not gonna work. Give a fuck how I feel. Why should I give a fuck how you feel? Nigger is a pronoun. But there was no time for a philosophical debate. This was an emergency situation. I said, fine. Sorry, guys. I was just worried because she looks terrible. And she just fell off the bench. Appears that her dick is popping out of her dress. Mind if I call an ambulance, champ? I'd rather not be at a party where a tranny ODs. There's too many questions to answer.